وبالتالي الصلاة تكون فوق إن شاء الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we're resuming our lesson on Tahara. And we had a little bit of conversation already after Maghrib Salah about the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam telling us, At-tuhuru shatrul iman. The Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that cleanliness is half of iman. If you think about when it comes to Salah, you think about when it comes to Hajj and Umrah, you think about when it comes to, you know, many different ibadat, you have to be clean before you get to do these things. So we have to make sure, inshallah, that we try our best to remain clean throughout the entire process. And this is the chapter of Istinja, which teaches how to clean ourselves properly. So we went over about, mashallah, 19 different sunnahs, mashallah. Sunnah number 20 is, after relieving yourself, you should wait for the remaining droplets of urine to come out before making wudu. So basically, when a person, it usually happens with age, because children, mashallah, they go to the bathroom so quickly, and we get a little older, it has a little bit more challenge, because then the droplets, they take a little bit more time to come out. And many times because of that, waswasa happens. Quite honestly, right, it happens to many people where waswasa, shaitan says, whisper to them, did the urine come out yet? Is it coming out? Things like that, right? And so there are two things I'll offer as a solution. One is the first thing that Rasulullah taught us, which is istibra. Istibra is to basically take a little bit of time after using the bathroom to walk around, to basically give yourself a couple of moments to relieve yourselves, right? There's like this thing that we do back in the Desi community, which is like 40 steps. Right? This is not from the, it's not from the deen. It's just something as a remedy. So they tell you walk 40 steps. It should be enough for a person, right? I used to be with brothers in Jamaat, subhanAllah. They have an ajeeb routine afterwards. Some of them will be like jogging in place. Some of them are going up and down. Some of them doing push-ups. Ajeeb things to just make sure that everything will come out properly, subhanAllah. I don't care what you do. Just make sure it's clean, okay? don't do anything weird in our wudu area, subhanAllah. Making sure that it's clean properly is part of deen. So don't feel embarrassed, right? One brother, mashallah, subhanAllah, very elderly brother came to me. I think he was like plus 70, Allahu Akbar. And he was talking about, he came to me crying. And he said, Mullah, I just feel very sad about what's happening now. My body, I don't have control anymore. So sometimes urine drops come out without me knowing. And he started to cry because he said, is my salah even valid anymore? Allahu Akbar, right? I can feel the feeling because subhanAllah, he wants to make sure that Allah is happy with him. And he's asking such an important question. So keeping that in mind, you have to, inshallah, ask these questions if these come up to you. So one thing, number one is, make sure you do istibra properly. Number two is, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said that the Prophet would sprinkle some water in the area. So that way, if you feel like, you know, in Salah, that you're like, oh, did your drops come out? You just say, you know, that was the water that I put there. Does that make sense? So that way, you won't feel confused anymore. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said that you just blame the water drops, don't blame the urine, inshallah. That should help you, inshallah. Does that make sense for everybody? It can help out a lot. And it helps me, mashallah, sometimes as well. When using the toilet, do not leave in a dirty condition, subhanAllah. Huh? By messing around the pan or on the floor, by not flushing, etc. Be using a toilet that is shared with other people, and we're sharing the bathroom. Mashallah, please. Let's make sure to be clean as we can. Then you should be extra particular in this regard so that inconvenience is not caused to them. I was making a joke with a student, Shahibai, that before the bathroom project is finished, the bathroom has already lost all the lights. It's going to lose the, you know, this, some of the tiles are falling off. This thing fell off. I said, basically, it's going to be completely broken down, and then finally, everything's going to be filled, inshallah. Ta'ala. Okay, just a little joke, okay? Number 22, after relieving yourself, clean your hands by rubbing them. So they said in the pre-modern times, they used to rub them on sand or using soap to remove any bad odor. This is from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that used to do that as well. And number 23 is that if a person is terminally ill or hospitalized and is unable to go to the toilet, it will be permissible for him to pass urine in a bottle, right? Then the urine should actually be disposed of. And this is just for a person, again, in a, such a medical situation where they cannot use the bathroom themselves anymore, have to do something else, right? And so that way you can, you, that is permissible for them to do so. And it's mentioned in a certain hadith about the habits of Sahaba when it was very dark outside. Because now nowadays, mashallah, our bathroom is indoor and we have lights. Back then, the bathroom was not indoor and it had no lights. So you had to walk out to the distance and far out. And so the only way you could use the bathroom is that you had to have a little bowl or something to use it in the nighttime. SubhanAllah. Could you imagine how difficult it is? Alhamdulillah, Allah made it so easy for us nowadays. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So keep this in mind, inshallah. May Allah keep us in afiyah and make it that it's clean for ourselves, inshallah. This one last masala that we'll cover is this chapter is on some questions that come up normally when people are relieving themselves. And look at question number one. Listen to this. Is it permissible for one to read literature, such as newspapers and magazines? or to use his phone to chat, browse the net while in the toilet? The answer is the toilet is a place where one relieves oneself, hence it is undesirable for one to use his phone or read any material literature in the toilet. Allahu Akbar, right? This question was answered like 100 years ago when newspapers and things like that started becoming common. Now, Allahu Akbar, everyone just takes their phone and they start scrolling. You know, if you reduce the phone, the bathroom should just take you 5 minutes. But because we are using the phone, it takes another 15 minutes. So inshallah, try your best to remove this bad habit. It's a bad habit. Don't use the phone in the toilet, inshallah ta'ala. Can one use the urinals available in public toilets to relieve oneself? One should not use the urinals to relieve oneself. Instead, one should sit and relieve himself in a secluded area. MashaAllah. He's not making it very easy for me. Okay. Is it permissible for one to suffice and using toilet paper for istinja? In cleaning, number two, tissue paper will not be sufficient. One has to use water. So when it comes to, for example, again, you're traveling and it's difficult for you to find water. You for the urine, if you need to, then you can just use the toilet paper. But I recommend you wet it, you know, water it. So that way you can use water somewhat. Okay. But if you have to use number two, then you have to use water. And so that's very important. That's why carrying some type of bottle so that you can make it easy for yourself to use the bathroom, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah grant us all tawfiq, inshallah. We'll continue more masail next time when we sit down. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad wa sallam.